Hey, good morning. Let's begin. So we left off. We're still in Perek Aleph. Oh, wait, let me just get
almost finished.
Okay, so we left off again. We're all using different editions of things. So we left off. I'll pick up with the phrase Me'ata Vadaihu. Shadiktuk sheyiduktak al inyan mitzvos vavoda muchrach sheyeh betachlis hadiktuk kasha yidaktiku shokli azov hapaninim lerov yikram ki toldo sam noledes b'shlemos hamidi v'hayakar anitzchi she'en yikar lemalem mimenu. So remember again, to reorient ourselves a little bit, so the model that the Ramchal has created in this particular chapter is that what we're aspiring to in life is shlemos, is a sense of completion. But completion is only established through dveikus, through a connection and a clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And dveikus is only created through mitzvos. That the entire idea of mitzvos is dveikus. What Ramchal is saying over here is that therefore, if you understand that mitzvos create dveikus, dveikus creates shlemos, then at the end of the day, the attention and precision in which I put into my mitzvos ultimately creates the amount of dveikos that act engenders. Which, again, so he says, in the same way that those who go ahead and handle gold or silver are very careful with every transaction because they don't want to lose out. You know, no one when they're measuring gold, I would assume, just simply, you know, makes assumptions or rounds or gets a pretty accurate measurement. You get probably to the whatever it is, to the gram or to the ounce, whatever it is that they're measuring. But the idea is because since it's precious, you're very careful with ultimately how you measure it. So too, if a person realizes that each and every mitzvah is precious, because ultimately, again, that mitzvah creates dveikos and dveikos creates shlemus, then a person will be exceptionally vigilant with their performance of mitzvahs. Nitzinu lemeidim. Therefore, it turns out that we learn ki ikar mitzios ha'odom ba'olam hazeh hu rak lekayim mitzvos v'la'avod v'la'amo b'nisam. This is a very profound statement. Therefore, it turns out, we learn that the essence of man's existence in this world is to fulfill mitzvos, so literally to uphold mitzvos, to fulfill mitzvos, v'la'avod, to work, v'la'amod b'nisayon, and to be able to withstand challenge. And Rabbi said, there are so many profound statements that are made just in this little statement over here. First of all, this idea that what is the essence of life? The essence of life is to perform mitzvos. People want to know, like, what's my tachlis, what's my purpose here in the world? It's to perform mitzvos. But remember, what we've established now is that those performance of mitzvos are not in ends. They're not in ends. They're a means to establish dveikus and to create a clinging to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And dveikus is a means to be able ultimately to reach true shlemus. That's number one. The essence of life is to perform mitzvos. The la'avod. La'avod means to work. Being avosai is very, very important. Life is not about taking it easy. Life is about pushing yourself. Life is about working hard. Life is about being uncomfortable. Not being comfortable. That's the holy sort of life, is to work, to work, to work. And the other piece of avosai is to stand up, to be able to withstand life's challenges. Life is, and Ramchal said this explicitly before, life is one big ongoing challenge. It's supposed to be that way. The design of existence is that life is challenging. That's what makes it meaningful. So the idea in life is to be able to stand up to nisayon. V'ano sa'olam, and the material or physical pleasures of this world, ein ra'ui sheyihiyu lo, ela le'ezer l'siyo bilvad. Rabbosai, materialism, physical pleasure, is fine as long as in some way it helps you with everything stated above. If the physical pleasures in life help you to perform mitzvos, help you to do your avoda, help you to stand up to your challenges, then great, then by all means, one is permitted to enjoy them, one is permitted to use them. But the moment that they do not help me in any one of those ways is the moment that it should not be used. It's there to help you. And I will say, this is very important, this is what he said before, that the material world, remember, again, is here to help man in his spiritual, in his life quest. And that's, I remember, again, whenever we have a particular question about whether or not a particular material item should be used, should not be used, should be enjoyed, should not be enjoyed. The simple question is, will it help me in my life quest or not? If it will, then use it. If it won't, then stay away from it. He goes on, L'shi yelo nachas rach v'yishuv das, because the material world is here to give us some level of comfort and inner quietude. L'man yuchal lefanos libo al ha'avoda hazaz hamutalas alav. Both is very important. You know, to give you, by way of background with this, you know, it's interesting, because there's a whole dispute about, is there schar mitzvah b'hai alma? Do we get reward for mitzvos in this world or not? So most opinions hold that you do not get reward for mitzvos in this world. Real reward for mitzvos comes in the world to come. The question, of course, that comes up is the Torah repeatedly discusses material reward. You know, specifically in Parshas Bechukosai. So what does the Torah say? In Bechukosai telechu, v'mitzvosai tishmoru. Right? If you walk in the ways of my Torah, you keep my mitzvos. So God doesn't say you're going to have a wonderful neshama, you're going to have a beautiful Gan Eden. What does the Chazon Baruch Hu talk about? You're going to have livestock, and you're going to have grain, and you're going to have land. So what's the pshat? I don't understand. If you're telling me again, first of all, it's problematic on two levels. If you're telling me, number one, that I'm not supposed to do mitzvos for the sake of material reward, so why does the Torah discuss material reward? And if you tell me that there is no real reward for mitzvos in this world, then why does God seem to indicate that there is? So the, I'm sorry? The Kriyat Shema also, correct. Vayam Shema, correct. Correct. So the idea we'll say is the Aruch Haim HaKadosh brings down. He says something very beautiful. He says that the entire essence is when God promises us material reward for the mitzvos, that's not reward. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying is like this, and we'll say it's very profound, that if I do mitzvos, if I have a desire to do mitzvos, what's the greatest challenge to our doing mitzvos? Like, stuff comes up in life all of the time, right? Stuff comes up. And what's sometimes one of the greatest challenges to doing mitzvos and serving HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the right way? Financial pressures. Financial pressures. Person doesn't make enough money, or a person is spread out in too many ways, or all different kinds of things. There are many different pressures in life. What HaKadosh Baruch Hu essentially says to us is, if you go ahead and you do what you are supposed to do, then at the end of the day, I will make your life a little bit easier, so that what? You could continue to do. So that material reward, that's not the reward. That's not the reward. God's not saying, if you do my mitzvahs, I'm going to give you a cow. And if you do more mitzvahs, I'm going to give you a silo full of grain. That's childish way. Childish conception of the Ribbono Shel Olam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is saying that if you exhibit a desire to serve me, and you exhibit a desire to spend your life doing Avodas Hashem, then I will do what is within my power to make your life a little bit easier, to facilitate further performance of the mitzvos of Hashem. Not as your reward, but rather, again, as a way of me enabling you to continue to serve me. So we'll say, and that's a very important yisod. And that's what Ramchal is saying over here. That's what HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the material world. Why? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you know what, there's some beautiful things in this world, some very pleasurable and enjoyable things in this world, and perhaps those are things that could give me a little bit of inner quietude, a little bit of material happiness, that could perhaps facilitate my better service of God. Not as an end, not as a means. That's why, again, we need not be ascetic and divorce ourselves from the material world. We just have to use the material world in a way that brings us closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and not in a way that distances us. Therefore, again, I will say, coming full circle. And also, this is a good yisod in life in general. A person wants to partake of a certain pleasure. A person wants to do a certain thing. You have to always ask a very simple question. Does this act, does this pleasure, does this thing bring me closer to God or not? If it does, use it, enjoy it. If it does not, and by the way, does not means if you can't answer definitively, yes. Right? Meaning, maybe it doesn't count as yes. I think it might. Like that. No, if it does, then use it. By all means, use it. And if it doesn't, then perhaps better to stay away. A person's intentions should be totally for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this perhaps is the hardest thing in life. But the idea is that we have to try to make our entire focus in life HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And specifically, that everything I do in life is for the service of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's my entire piniyah. That's my entire orientation. and I have no other tachlis. I have no other purpose in life. B'chol ma'aseh shi'aseh, im katon v'im gadol, everything I do, big act, small act, ela lehiskarev elav yisparach, my goal is to come closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, v'lishpar kol ha'mechitzos ha'mafsikos beino lebein kono. And I want to bring down all of the barriers that create differentiation and distance between myself and my Creator. This is true in terms of materialism, that very often we create material barriers between ourselves and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. I want to bring those down. Ad sheimashich acharav yisparach, until ultimately I feel pulled after HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Mamish kibarzel achar evan hashoeves. Well, says actually a very beautiful image. Then what's my goal in life? My goal in life is I want to feel such a pull towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu like metal has towards a magnet. So we'll say the idea is, and this is like, I think, I know why I never like picked up on this phrase before, but like what Ramchal is saying is the goal in life is to become spiritually magnetized. That what happens when you're spiritually magnetized, you know, the piece of metal doesn't have to choose to be drawn to the magnet. Doesn't have to choose. Its inherent properties of metal cause it to be drawn to the magnet. The goal in life is to create, to be this spiritually magnetized individual, where by definition, I'm pulled towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Then I will say, the only way you're pulled towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu is if you decide that your life is about coming close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So if I make the decision that my life is all about coming close to God, that's my life. Then I will say, I want to be clear. The reason why very often, the reason why very often we're scared to say stuff like that is because I think that if I say that my life is all about HaKadosh Baruch Hu and coming close, I think that what that means is like, I got to purchase a frock, you know, I'm going to get my bekesha, I'm going to quit my job, I'm going to stay in the base medrash the whole time, I can't go to the ball games, right, I can't enjoy a night out, I can't do this, because like we think that it's like an either or, that if I'm all about God, then I'm all about God. The beauty that the Ramchal is saying is it's not true. That all that requires of being close to HaKadosh Baruch Hu and Dveikos Bashem is that whatever I do in life, I do it with a plan, and whatever I do does bring me closer to God. So yes, in reality is, it does cause me to have to rethink things a little bit. Perhaps again, so in speaking openly and honestly, so a person who always wants to come before HaKadosh Baruch Hu, so perhaps it means that my vacation plans look a little bit different, right? I don't just do anything or everything, that I have to make sure that even when I'm on vacation, ultimately my vacation brings me closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my recreation brings me closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, my life decisions bring me closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it doesn't cause one to ultimately give up all the pleasures in life. It just causes one to say that before I do something and before I partake of something, a very simple question has to be asked. Does this act, does this event, does this decision bring me closer to HaKadosh Baruch Hu or not? If it does, then by all means, do it and enjoy it. And if it doesn't, then by definition, I should avoid it. And says the Ramchal, if I live life with that orientation, then suddenly what does that create? That then I become spiritually magnetized. Then over time, by definition, there is this inherent pull from HaKadosh Baruch Hu towards me to bring me closer to Him. So we'll stop over here. We'll pick up, we'll finish Emirat HaShem Perek Aleph tomorrow morning.